Welcome to KRDO's Business Connection, featuring KRDO's advertisers and partners, the best of Colorado Springs businesses. Sunday mornings at 7 on KRDO News Radio 105.5 FM, 1240 AM, 92.5 FM, and streaming live at KRDO.com.
Welcome into KRDO's Business Connection. I'm your host, Andrew Rogers. Joining me on the KRDO Newsline is Andy Peterson, the Director of Development for The Place here in Colorado Springs. Andy, thank you so much for your time and joining us this morning on KRDO News Radio.
Thank you for having us, Andrew. Appreciate it very much.
And let's talk a little bit about The Place, who you guys are, and what you do here in Colorado Springs.
So The Place works with youth experiencing homelessness here in the Pikes Peak region. We have about 600 plus youth that we work with, almost 700 youth that we work with in the Pikes Peak region that are experiencing homelessness. We have three main programs that serve the youth and be able to help them get off the street and into a safe and stable environment. We have an outreach program that where the team goes out onto the streets, into the libraries, the parks, and creeks, and finds the youth where they are, and to be able to help them find some case management resources that will be able to help them get into a better opportunity. We do that with supplies, so being able to bring them water, food, warm jackets, whatever they may need. And then, again, build a relationship with them, because a lot of the youth have not had a trusting relationship with an adult. The second step would be our shelter. It's a 20-bed shelter here in downtown, and the youth are able to get a warm bed, three square meals a day, and also be able to find a way to be able to get off the street. Their case manager will work with them to say, okay, what do you want to do? You want to go back and get your GED or finish high school? If you do, you will earn $10,000 more per year, more than your counterparts who don't graduate. So there's a financial motivation there. So there's that option, or they may say, I just want to get off the street, get my own job. I want to, get my own place. And so we'll help them with job readiness training, learning how to fill out a job application or create a resume and even interview for the job. So that's the kind of the pathway of the program there at the shelter. And then finally, we have a housing program where if a youth is in an apartment and maybe they lose their job, we'll help them with their rent, until they get another job. Or if they are they need some sort of support, physical or mental support, we have permanent supportive housing available for them. And then there's also transitional living. So I'm just here. I just need to have a place to stay for a few months until I can get to school up in Montana or something like that. But those are our three main programs that we have at The Place.
Absolutely. And we know we're approaching 2 years of dealing with COVID-19. And when we talk about the pandemic, what impacts did COVID-19 have when it comes to our youth homeless population here in El Paso County and Colorado Springs particularly?
That's a great question. We ended up really having to look at all of our programs a little bit closer. The youth were not really into wanting to be in our shelter. It's a congregate setting, so it's two dorms with 10 beds, and they did not necessarily want to be close to each other. And when we had mandates to not really get around town unless you were going to school or work or something like that, they had to stay at our shelter. And what we have seen is a spike in mental health distress as a result. That has played itself out with some, just actions that are just, are not what we would expect in the shelter. So we ended up changing our processes and routines, where we have more staff on the floor, that we have clinicians who are available to be able to work out some of those mental health issues that they have, and just to be able to help them realize that you're going to get back to normal here. You're going to find that path, and we're here for you. And to let them know that they're not abandoned or at least by us, and help them find that path to be able to get into a better situation.
Absolutely. And you mentioned that at the place that there's those three big goals. Let's talk a little bit more specifically about the various outreach efforts that you have to help with the mission of servicing homeless youth throughout the city.
Sure. The big thing that we did last mid-December is our outreach team was able to open up a drop-in center. This is something we have been talking about for a few years, where we wanted to have a separate place away from the shelter, because our drop-in office was basically in the shelter, and it was a room. And we discovered last year when we were using another organization's space during COVID, they weren't doing anything in their space. So we said, can we borrow that and do a drop-in center there just to test it out? We did that for 4 months. And we found that we had the opportunity to work with more youth rather than in one office where you can only have one or two. We could actually have 15 to 20 youth come in, actually get warm. They're able to get some food, things like that. And we also found that there were six times more youth that we were able to get into housing during that time. So we felt it was a really important aspect to what our work is, to be able to have this drop-in center away from the shelter where the youth are trying to be sheltered and go through case management that way. But having this drop-in center, we're seeing 15 to 20 youth a day now, and it's a bigger space. It's kind of the size of a 7-Eleven, and if you kind of imagine a building about that size, of all these different spaces where they could work on their homework. There's what we call them, the telephone booths, where they have computers in there. They can work on their homework, hunt for jobs, things like that. We also have a couple of rooms where our housing team will be able to do intake and assessments to see if they are able to get into housing as well. And then we also have our clinician who will be available just in case there's some mental health spike that they may need to deal with as well. But again, they're able to get food, supplies, jackets, whatever they may need, and it's really a great situation.
Exactly. And then you mentioned as well your other focuses are on that shelter and then leading to housing. And how do those two fit into the role and kind of that progression as far as helping youth in need here in our community?
Well, the shelter basically gets a youth off the street so that they're in a safe and stable environment. And really the largest group of youth that we get are those that time out of foster care. It's sad when a youth is in a foster care family and when the family's not getting any money from the state for having that child, they say, well, good luck, you know, you're on your own. So we're there to be able to help them transition in, have a safe place where they can still finish school, get a job, things like that, and then ultimately get into a housing program. There's like 1,000 people on the housing assessment list, and it's not really a waiting list. It really depends on what their situation is to be able to get them in housing. So if they're living under a bridge, they're considered to be homeless. Even in our shelter, they're still considered to be homeless. However, the one who's in the shelter is in a better situation than the one who's living under a bridge. So there's all of that, and we coordinate with other organizations here in town to be able to assess who is supposed to be able to get into a housing situation or a better situation than they're in.
Absolutely. And then if anyone wants to learn more about the efforts, maybe help with what's going on through the place, help to make this mission go on, what's the best way to get a hold of the place and make sure that you can help service as many of our youth in need throughout the area as possible?
Sure. Our website is theplacecos.org. It's real simple. We're called The Place because that's what we were called when we first started in the year 2000, theplacecos.org. And if really the work that gets funded is three quarters of our budget is salaries. And basically, that's people working directly with the youth. And financial gift is really what goes the farthest if somebody is willing to do that. We do have some other opportunities for gift in kind and volunteering as well, but the funding is really the best way to help serve the youth.
Yeah, absolutely, Andy. And again, for more information, to learn how to volunteer or to make those monetary donations, the website, the best place to go to, theplacecos.org. Andy Peterson, thank you so much for your time this morning.
Thank you for having me.